We've all been touched by her loving presence and have seen her dedication in action every single day and every single Sunday. And so with that, I introduce Mary Sabat.
Thank you. Thanks so much. I'm going to do things a little different this evening and have our meditation after the talk. So how is everyone feeling? And I ask you that with all sincerity, and as the events of the week unfolded, believe me, you were all in my thoughts and in my heart, as I hoped that everyone was getting through it in good stead. Before all this happened and all the events have happened, my talk was entitled "A Holy Holiday Season." And for a minute, I thought, boy, who wants to hear about the holidays after all this? But I was really fortunate to have had the opportunity to view a wonderful, wonderful movie on Saturday afternoon called The Meaning of Ascension. And I also, while I was there, happened to look up onto the bookshelf and saw this book, The Healing of America, by Marianne Williamson, written in the 1990s. We're still healing, right? And reading some of her words was also very calming and inspiring. So as I put all those thoughts together, I thought, no, it's actually a blessing that we are now moving into this sacred time in our year, our holiday season, a sacred time of year that lifts us out of the ordinary. It lifts us out of the ordinary and brings us back to what we know. It's a powerful symbol as we can see from a different perspective. We've put some of our ordinary doing and going and being off to the side, and in our preparation during the season, it becomes a time of reminding and a time of remembering and a time of expectation as we await Christmas Day to come around. And we're waiting not for a baby to be born, but symbolically the birth of Christ consciousness and the birth of love into our world. Marianne Williamson wrote in, not in this book, but in her Christmas for Mystics, wrote, "The holidays are only holy if we make them so," which I thought was a really wonderful sentiment to build on. Holy meaning dedicated to divine love and belonging to divine love. So as these weeks unfold, we are making a conscious and intentional decision to create a holy season. But as we all know, we can so easily be pulled off the mark, right? When all of the busyness starts happening and we put all kinds of pressure on ourselves to make things perfect and decorating and going out with friends and family and keeping obligations, shopping, and all those kinds of things can pull us off the mark pretty quickly from this creating a holy season for ourselves. And also the events of this week have definitely lifted us out of the ordinary and for many of us have pulled us off the mark of remembering who we really are and what is the truth. Over the campaigning season and through the election, we have been experiencing so much divisiveness in our country. And for many of us, myself included, there were times when I truly became immersed in the drama of the illusion of separateness. And the movie that we watched on Saturday had the most beautiful description, I thought, of how that illusion came about. In the moment of the perception of separation, fear is born. And in the field of energy, when fear was born, contraction occurred. And when a contraction occurred, density of form appeared. And we know what that looks like right now as we look around this room. And ultimately, the ego, the small part of our true mind that believes its master of us, took hold and ran with it. And from this place of separateness, we struggle and strive to get our feet on the ground and to find safety and security. We look to the external. How can we manipulate and navigate our external world in order to feel safe and secure? But what do we really know? What do we know in our hearts? We know that no fragmentation or separation ever occurred. We know that unity and oneness has always remained and does remain. Emily Cady talks about seeing the world through a single eye, not two eyes or dual eyes, the single eye. There is not God and a body. And maybe some of you will remember me talking about this some time ago. There is not God and a body. There is not God and an empty purse. There is not God and a circumstance or situation. There is only one. And because there is only one, it reminds us that we must love our neighbor as ourselves. Because our neighbor is ourself. We can look beyond the appearance of the body and see the face of Christ, see the face of love. And there are no exceptions. And I noticed as we were reading in our guiding principle, we say we will interact with everyone from respect and forgiveness and inclusion. So there are no exceptions for the candidate we didn't vote for or the followers of the candidate we didn't vote for. And we also know that our safety and security does not rest on anything external, on any external circumstance or situation or being. That there is only one supplier. There is only one supply, and that is the Divine Presence. And in order to heal, we know that love is the binding agent that will bring us back together, that love is all there is. This is what we know. And all else, a cry for help and healing and love. The other thing that the movie really reminded me about, and I was so grateful for, is this idea of a grand orchestration at work in our universe. Nothing is accidental. That this grand orchestration that's at work is accelerating the miracles in our world, accelerating the awakening in our world, and shortening our need for time and space. So as love enters this world through us and shines through us, as we demonstrate that in our everyday lives, others see that who maybe are not aware and awakened, and maybe a crack occurs for some of that light to shine through to them, and it just keeps rippling and rippling and rippling. And with this notion that nothing is an accident, I had to stop and think for myself, so what is the blessing of this last week? I had to ask myself, have I looked in every corner of my mind and body for all of the shadows and the cobwebs? I had to ask myself, what is the image that I see in my mind of the candidate that I didn't vote for? What is the image that I see? And what is the image that I see of that candidate's followers? And is that loving? And believe me, in many instances, I had to answer no to that. And as we move into the holiday season, we can also ask ourselves questions about what is it that we would like this holiday season to look like? How do we want to experience it? Do we have these expectations about how it should be, how our interactions with people should go, that... And if they don't come about it in the way that we expect them to or want them to, that creates suffering, suffering in our hearts, suffering in their hearts. Is there a way that we can let those things go and give ourselves the freedom and everyone else the freedom to just be and let things unfold as they will and find the joy in that? So I was, again, so comforted to hear these words in the movie. We are the bringers of light. We have been blessed and given such an amazing gift to be aware of the truth. And there are so many who aren't there yet. And so our world needs us now. more than ever, to be those shining lights, to allow divine light to flow through us, to extend that to others. And being aware that as we look around this world and see everything from loving to horrific, we understand that we are living in this illusion. But what better way, or what better use of our time here in this illusion could there be than remembering the truth of who we are, remembering that we each are divine love? What better use of this time could there be? So every day and every moment, we have a choice. And we have all heard this so many times before, right? We have a choice between love and fear. So we need to show others that there's a loving way, that there's a peaceful way, and even a joyful way to move through this time. And let others know that there is safety here. We're wearing safety pins. There is safety available in our world, in our community. I was sitting in the cafe at the Barnes & Noble bookstore this morning, and I was, you know, thinking about all this and putting sentences together, and I just stopped for a minute and I looked up, and what I saw was just beautiful. People were smiling. People were hugging each other and welcome. People were ordering coffee just like they always have. They always do in the cafe, and, you know, sitting and talking, not necessarily about all the doom and gloom that we've been so hit in the face with, but, you know, just everyday things. And it was just beautiful. It was a reminder to me that it's not all about that. It's not about all that at all. It's about each and every one of us and the love that we hold in our hearts, and the love that we're willing to share with each other. That is only what it's about, and always be, will be only what it's about. In this Marianne Williamson book, of course, I just opened it and there it was, is a quotation that is just beautiful. It says, "We have before us the glorious opportunity to inject a new dimension of love into the veins of our civilization." That's what we have right now, this glorious opportunity. So let's all be a part of that. Let's step up and take responsibility for our thoughts, our beliefs, our behavior, our interactions with each other. And choose peace. And choose joy. And as we go through the days ahead and the weeks ahead and the holiday season ahead, let us use these weeks to carve out time and ways of creating a holy holiday season for ourselves. Perhaps that means more time for prayer. Perhaps that means more time for contemplation, more time for being together with friends, providing support. Perhaps it means just a warm smile when you walk past people, a hug, a phone call, all those things, all those ways that we extend love to each other. The one thing that popped into my mind when I woke up Wednesday morning and flipped through my Facebook or phone to see if I could find out the final results of what had happened. And I saw it, and I had tears in my eyes. But the thought that popped into my mind immediately was this. This will inspire more love among the people of this earth than anything that we could have ever imagined. More love. I believe it. I believe it to the very core of my heart. So let us be the conduits of love, the change agents for love. I know that that's who's sitting in this room. So let's just take a brief moment now for our meditation. Just relax and sit with your feet on the floor. And go within, close your eyes and go within. And from your perspective as human self, small self, go around through your body and through your mind and gather up all of the fears, all of your fears, all of your anger, your hurt, your confusion. Unworthiness. Just gather that all up. Just scoop it up. There's no need to analyze it. Just look around, find it. And when you've got that all together, just cradle it very gently in your arms. Just stand for a moment and look down into your arms and notice all of the dark shadows that you've found. But just continue to hold them gently in your arms. For a moment. And now I would ask you to turn around and behold the brilliant light of divine love. Shining so brightly. Feel the warmth and comfort of this light wash over you. Penetrate this human self and fill you up with all-knowing, everywhere present and all-powerful one presence. Be aware that your body is fading away, the boundaries and constraints of this human self. And be aware that the bodies of everyone in this room are fading away. You are standing in the presence of divine love. You are divine love. You are divine light. And now just gently bring your awareness back to your body and look down. There's nothing in your arms any longer. It's all gone, all washed away. The burden of all of it is gone, washed away by the beauty and the presence of love. Just sit with that for a moment. Feel the lightness of that. Feel the freedom of that. This is our natural state. This is who we truly are. Let's just go out and share it with the world.